Good Morning Greater Jackson. Now, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta.
Welcome. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
To the Wax. Good morning, Greater Jackson, with Chamber President Mindy. She'll never be impeached. Mindy Bradishorta.
Don't say never.
Never say never. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, in this beautiful Jackson Symphony Orchestra Weatherwax Hall.
Hey, we've got a great lineup today. CP Federal Investment Services, the Jackson YMCA, Schussler, hard to say this morning, Certified Payment Consultants, Career Quest, and the Commonwealth Commerce Center on the docket today.
Absolutely, and already joining us on stage is Terry French, financial consultant with CP Federal Investment Services. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Mindy. Morning, Greg.
Morning.
So, Terry, you're a financial consultant that helps clients meet long-term financial goals, and you've been in the industry since 2011. We were just talking about how fast time goes, and with CP for 4 years. So that's quite a history there.
Yeah, that's correct. I started in back 2011. Can't believe how fast it's gone, and the last 4 years I've been with CP Federal. It's been a great run.
Yeah, we love our CP Federal Credit Union. So if people are working on their taxes, look back and realize they haven't quite maxed out their IRA contributions for 2018, is it too late to contribute?
No, it's not. So we have till April 15th of this year to put some contributions away for 18 still. We are seeing a lot of folks stop in after they've met with their tax professional, recognizing they could get a few more deductions, and so they're coming in and making those last-minute contributions to their IRA to get a little bit of tax help as well as increase their retirement savings. So if you are meeting with your tax professional, and that's a recommendation, I highly recommend it as well. It's a great way to get some more dollars in for last year and again, save a few bucks on your taxes.
So if someone is in this situation and they're looking at their taxes and realize that they haven't fully contributed, is there something that they can do to have a better plan moving forward so that they do max out and take advantage of all the different benefits of contributions?
Yeah, I think the big thing is just being on board with your tax professional, just keeping track of that, looking throughout the year rather than maybe just wait until the end and realizing you do have the ability to do that, and then, you know, making sure you have the resources that you can add back into the IRA.
And do you and CP Federal help with that, maybe put a roadmap in place for people?
Yeah, we like to do a roadmap. We like to, you know, more of the financial plan basis of looking at your overall plan, especially if you get in that five-year window of, hey, retirement might be 5 years and or a little bit sooner. I'm amazed how much time people will spend planning for spring break, yet they won't take 30 minutes to come in and talk about their financial plan for the rest of their life. It's a simple process. It's just putting all your Social Security numbers, the assets you have, do you have a pension, what are you going to spend, you know, what's your budget right now, and you put all that on paper, and it's a roadmap to help guide clients through the retirement process. So at CP, that we offer to our members.
And maybe that 30 minutes can help us have better spring break vacations in the future.
That's right. Get down to that sunny, warm weather.
Yeah. Coming here any day soon in lovely Jackson, Michigan.
Terry, fair to say most of your clients don't have a plan?
Several of them do, but we have several that do need one. So, again, it's just a matter of taking the time to map that out.
Once you're Terry's client, you do have a plan.
We like to encourage that, yes.
Tell us about this PGI investment system that you have.
So the PGI investment, it's a process that we've developed. This is the system that we use to help clients weather, you know, retirement, get to retirement. The P stands for protection. I'm a firm believer that we got to protect assets. The G is for growth. We want to protect. We also want to grow those assets. And the I is for income. There's distribution. We need to use those resources that we've saved all these years for to help, you know, pay our bills through retirement. So we believe if we can do those three things, we can help clients be successful to retirement and through retirement.
So protect, grow, and income.
That's correct.
So those are the three tenets that come see Terry, and you can make sure that your roadmap leads to that.
That's correct.
So some people get a little bit confused. I might be one of them, so help me out here. There are different types of IRAs. Mm-hmm. What is the difference, and why might a Roth IRA be better or different than a simple IRA or a traditional IRA?
Great question. Two different IRAs. You've got the traditional IRA, which is going to act like your 401k, your 403b, your 457. It's a tax-deferred account. So you haven't paid tax on those money. It grows. When you go to use it in retirement, you are going to pay some taxes when you take it out. The Roth, I basically say you're taking money out of your wallet to buy your investments. And then once you've purchased those investments, as they grow over time, any growth that you get on those assets, you will not be paying taxes on. So it's an awesome, awesome vehicle to help in retirement. It's a great tool to complement your 401k or your other tax-deferred savings.
Most employers offer some sort of a retirement plan. Are those typically a Roth or a more traditional IRA?
It's going to be typically the 401k that most employers are using. They might have a Roth component. I'm starting to see more of those inside an employer plan to have a Roth component with it. But traditionally, you're going to see more of the 401k, which is going to be in that more of that realm of the traditional IRA.
So we should definitely ask our financial advisors about the Roth if it's not something offered through the company.
Absolutely. It's a great, like I said, complement to maybe what you're already doing through your employer.
And can anyone open a Roth?
As long as there's earned income. You got to have earned income. You can put up to, well, this year it's going to be $6,500. If you're age 50 or below age 50, you're 50 and above, it's going to be up to $7,000.
So. Oh, benefit to being older.
That's right.
Wonderful. Well, Terry, CPE Federal Investment Services, great resource, free services for creating that roadmap available and to help you create a plan to make sure that you are protecting, growing your income. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Mindy, we have the legislative rise and shine coming up. What's that all about?
We do. So this is an opportunity that the chamber presents the business community to have access to our legislative leaders. We have our own Senator Mike Shirky, who happens to be, I'm sure everyone knows, our Senate Majority Leader, has a very high leadership role at the state capitol, and he is going to be in Jackson on April 19. Because it is Senator Shirky and we expect a large turnout, we've moved the location to Flagstar Bank downtown. And again, this is one of the things the chamber does to help its members. We obviously encourage networking, opportunities to grow your business and your sphere of contacts, and we also protect your bottom line and provide access to leaders and decision makers. This is one of those opportunities. So they want to hear from you. One of the things that Senator Shirky always says is don't assume that I know what you know, see what you see, and hear what you hear. He wants to hear from us. He wants the businesses to come forward with your concerns, your issues, your ideas, and have that conversation. This is an opportunity the Chamber is providing you at a very nominal cost to come out and have access to that leader and share your concerns. So April 19, you can register at jacksonchamber.org. We encourage everyone to come out. Senator Shirky wants to hear from you.
Especially if you know where to get $2.5 billion for the roads.
Well, he would argue that we need a new $2.5 billion, but yes, we definitely need to raise the money for roads. That is not 45 cents at the tax, at the gas pump.
So our next guest...
Yes, we have our next guest, Jackson YMCA, Sean Atello, CEO, and Lanai Moore, Membership Services, joining us. Jackson YMCA is a nonprofit that just turned 123 years old on March 4th. So
you
can invest a lot in your IRA. Not that Sean is that old, obviously. The Y is for all in our community, focusing on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, and has a big project in front of them that I am very close to as well. So welcome, Shauna and Lanai. Tell us, so the big project coming up, we have a capital campaign ongoing for the Y to do some significant renovations and new building, and you have some coffee hours where people can get some information and learn about it. Tell us what that is and how we get information.
Sure. Well, we started the new coffee hour opportunity as a way to improve communication with the community about where we're at with the capital campaign. A lot of people don't know that the Y serves over 8,000 members and about 20,000 program participants annually. In fact, we have 200,000 check-ins per year at the downtown YMCA alone.
200,000?
200,000 documented.
How many businesses would love to have that kind of traffic through their door?
Absolutely. So as you can imagine, it can be challenging to communicate with that many people. So Scott McIntosh, the chair of our capital campaign committee that's helping to drive the fundraising and the research and the work, and I are going to be available to the community once a month for about an hour for coffee and discussion about the capital campaign, about the future of the Y, and really anything that's on your mind that you'd like to chat about in terms of the future of the Jackson Y.
I think that's a great way to be accessible to the community and share that information. I know from the chamber perspective, we struggle as well. There's so much information to get out and so many different channels. How do you cut through the clutter? Obviously, we have great local resources, JTV, K105, and WKHM. So we're here to do that as well. While we have this platform, let's tell people the Y is also going through a strategic planning process along with the capital campaign to make sure that we are serving the community the way they want to be served. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So actually last Friday, down at the Consumers Energy Innovation Center was the first of four meetings where we're gathering community input. Several community leaders and stakeholders have participated in one-on-one interviews, and now we're bringing in groups of people just to collect feedback, to find out more about community needs, and to find out more about how the Y can help serve community needs. One thing I think that makes the YMCA unique is that the partnerships that we have within the community. You know, we serve individuals, but we also serve other agencies, other nonprofits. And there are a lot of people in Jackson that wouldn't be able to do the work that they do without the services of the Y. So it's really important that we bring everybody to the table when it comes to the planning for the future of the YMCA.
I really appreciate that you're doing that and taking the bigger vision approach to it. So thank you for that. And one of those new things that you're doing, new services, is a new event, a talent show. Are you singing for us this morning?
No. I am not singing. In fact, you will probably never hear me sing. Maybe at church on Christmas. That's where I draw the line, though. Actually, Lene is going to talk a little more about the talent show, but one of the things that the Y really wants to focus on is our social responsibility component of our three areas of focus. The Y is known for youth development. The Y is known for healthy living. But we have that third component to our program areas of focus, and that's social responsibility. And so Lene came to us a while back with an idea to get our members more engaged in social responsibility while also strengthening connections and having fun, and she can tell you more about that event.
So the talent show is going to be on Friday. It's going to be April the 12th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Right now we have probably about 15 participants ranging from ages 6 years old to 70 years old.
Wow, that's amazing. And what kind of talent are you expecting to see?
We have a couple of singers, a couple of people playing their own instruments. Then we have Evan Struck, the speed painter. He's going to be one of the featured talents.
Is there
going to
be like a jump roping contest? I feel like there should be also some fitness. How many push-ups can you do?
Activity component, right?
Yeah. I know, like if someone wants to go ahead and jump in there, do something physical, we'll accept it.
That's great. So are you still accepting applicants for the talent show?
We'll probably accept maybe one or two more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the public can come watch this? It's open?
Yes, it is open to the public. It is for donation, and it will actually benefit the Lean Gap Children's Foundation.
Oh, wonderful. What a great resource they are to those in the Philippines. So where can people get information about the talent show? Where is it being held?
So you can always find more information on our Facebook page. I do believe that it's also on the website. They can call the front desk. I can give any information. It's actually going to be held at the Jackson YMCA in our small gym.
Wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. And you will not see me singing there either. You also do a lot with kids, and it's coming up to summer. What is Healthy Kids Day?
Healthy Kids Day is an annual event that we put on at the Y. It's actually held nationally at YMCAs around the country. And it's an opportunity for families and specifically children to come together and learn more about opportunities for physical activity and to learn more about specifically activities available in our community over the summer months. We want to enhance children's summer by giving them creative ways to get out and burn energy. And so we will feature all of the different programs and offerings of the YMCA, but we also invite in vendors from around the community to talk about the activities that they provide during the summer months. So it's a really fun, free day. Families can come down and take advantage of, like I said, some of the things that the Y facility has to offer and then learn more about other activities in Jackson. It's also the unofficial kickoff for our summer day camp program. We will have our camp counselors and team available to meet and interact with parents and with kids. So if you'd like more information about summer day camp, it's a great day to come in. And in order to promote physical activity, of course, we're going to promote our family memberships that day. And so we'll actually be waiving all of our join fees. So if you've been thinking about joining the Y, it's a really good time to do that. With a family membership, you'd save about $100 that day. So we certainly want to thank all of the vendors that are going to be present that day. I know that we partner with the Symphony in the summer for our summer day camp program, so they'll be there. The folks from Children's Challenge will be there. There'll be vision screenings, just a variety of really, really good activities.
Do you need additional vendors?
We absolutely do.
So yes. Tell us again what the date is and how people can reach you for more information or to be a vendor.
Sure. The date is April 27th. That's a Saturday. And the event is from 10 a.m. to noon. If you would like to register to be a vendor for that, you can reach out to Melissa Flecky. She's our senior program director. You could email her, melissa@jacksonymca.org, or give us a call at 782-0537.
And I'm sure we can use that number for a variety of reasons to get a hold of you,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So let's wrap it up. You've talked about the summer. I know that the Y has many activities in the summer, also great employment opportunities. So tell us about your summer break camp.
Sure. Summer day camp, been going on in Jackson since the early 60s. A lot of people are familiar with our blue buses. The children meet up in the morning at the Y as early as 7 a.m. They're split up into small groups. We maintain very strict ratios for supervision. We're a fully licensed summer day camp, and we load the kids up on the bus, and they visit a variety of destinations around the county, even around the state. I'll never forget my first trip on the blue bus when I first started working at the Y. We took a group of kids to Lake Michigan for the day, and there were kids on that bus that had never seen the Great Lakes before, and that was a kind of a turning point in my life where the Y really... I understood the importance of the Y and that Blue Bus Tour Day Camp program. But for parents, it's a great, safe alternative to childcare during the summer. The kids are physically active, they learn a lot, and you know, we're keeping them safe and entertained while parents are at work or have other obligations.
And giving them a wide range of experiences that they might not otherwise have access to. So thank you for all you're doing at the Y. Contact the Y for more information on any of these programs and the Capital Campaign. See us at the coffee hours, and thank you for all you're doing for our community.
Thank you.
So, economic luncheon.
Yes.
Coming up.
April 29th.
Exciting.
This is an economic lunch focused on the nonprofits in Jackson community. We have a broad range of nonprofits, and most people may not be aware of the extent of influence nonprofits have, the number of jobs, the number or the dollars that they bring into community, the dollars they save our community through the work that they do. So come learn all about that at our April 29th economic lunch. And then don't forget, we have an off the clock May 8th. This is the evening networking event, and we're going to be at the Lean Rocket Lab. So if you haven't been in there yet, it's all the buzz. And it's a fun place to go. It'll be a great time to network, to see what the lab is all about, and increase your business.
Mark Schistler is here.
Well pronounced. Thank you.
Schistler, now I can't write, Schistler Certified Payments Consultant, Mark Schistler, owner consultant, a good friend of mine, someone who's been in the community for quite a while, and Mark helps keep money in Jackson by providing credit card processing. He's the only ETA certified payments professional in Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale counties, and I'm proud to say is the credit card processing agent for the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, someone who has not only created savings for us or found savings for us, but is a wonderful customer service representative who we're proud to work with. So welcome, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mindy.
So what's new? How are things going?
Things are going terrific. Speaking of terrific, I don't know if the audience knows, but 12 years ago, Hollywood had a big loss. That's when Mindy left Hollywood in her Chamber of Commerce and came here to Jackson, where her home state of Michigan. So 12 years, she came back to Jackson, and Hollywood had one of their biggest losses. So as a thank you, Mindy.
All right.
A couple of things.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet.
Mark.
Champagne.
Jennifer. Wow. For those that can't see this, I have flowers, chocolate, and champagne.
And for those of you who don't know, chocolate is one of Mindy's weaknesses. And then on a more somber note, 41 years ago, Jackson had a loss. Fortunately, it was only for 5 years because it has a happy ending. We lost someone to Sheboygan, Michigan. And then 36 years ago, Greg came back to Jackson, and despite multiple offers that both of them have probably had over the years, they've elected to stay and commit their lives to Jackson, Michigan.
We love Jackson.
So we got something else for Greg here.
Oh, see, wow.
I'll share my chocolate with you.
Now, I'm not sure if you partake, but it's beautifully
Crown
boxed
Royal
for
re-gifting.
Give me a straw. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome.
You are always very gracious.
And as I mentioned, I'm sure you guys have been tempted by other opportunities, but you stayed here with Jackson, so
Crown
thank you
Royal.
Very much. So relative to my own business, it is terrific because March is a fifth-year anniversary of being able to serve the Jackson community. I'm a numbers guy, and so I was crunching the numbers, and over those 5 years for the Jackson businesses, we've processed over $150 million in transactions, which accounts for over millions of transactions we've done successfully.
Wow, that's a huge number.
And on top of that, the savings that I've brought and kept the money in Jackson, as you mentioned earlier, I've saved the businesses here in Jackson over $250,000 in processing fees.
Wow, that's a round of applause.
Thank you. So things are going very well. Speaking of the certification, just like the CPAs get certified and then they have to get recertified, staying on top of your industry, I was certified originally in 2015, and the certificate I'm displaying shows that in December of 2018, I was recertified. And as Mindy mentioned earlier, of all the hundreds of sales agents in Ann Arbor, Lansing, and Jackson, there's only four other people that are certified. So I'm proud to say I'm one of the four. I take this very seriously.
And what does that certification mean?
Sure. It means you need to be in the industry for a number of years, minimum number of years, and then there's a very rigorous exam, not as tough as a CPA exam, but it's about a four-hour exam that tests you on all components of card processing. So you can truly provide value-added service to your merchants and know what you're talking about. And again, you have to stay educated and get recertified every 3 years. So it's a tough thing to do, but I'm glad I did it.
And I can attest to that knowledge and customer service that you bring forward to your customers.
Terrific. Yep, that's true.
Mark, I've also noticed your pinky.
Oh.
It's purple.
Oh, yes. our company does, so I'm not coming out, it's nothing controversial, but the purple pinky, our company does a ton of community service. One of those groups that we support is the Rotary Club. It's called the Purple Pinky to Fight Polio. We've been fortunate here in the United States. Polio was eradicated back in 1979, so most people don't know anyone that has polio. However, worldwide, there was still a huge issue back in the 80s. So the Rotary Club in 1985, they took on as a mission to eradicate polio globally. So in 1985, there was 350,000 new cases of polio every year. The Rotary Club and other groups got involved to eradicate it. Last year, there were only 35 new cases globally on polio. And I don't know if you know what polio is. It's a very, it's a life-altering disease. And all it takes, two little drops of vaccine. It only costs a dollar for these two drops. And you can change a person's life. So the Purple Pinky is a show that I've donated and continue to donate to that polio cause. Our goal is to have it wiped out. Currently, it only exists in three countries, Afghanistan, Somalia, Nigeria. But every year, we are always doing inoculations to help keep this at a minimum and eradicate it.
Thank you, Mark. It truly does change lives. And I know that when you commit to something, you go all in. So thank you for your commitment to that and your volunteerism, not just with Rotary, but with polio and other causes as well.
Thank you.
So back to your professional job. What is new in the industry of credit card processing?
A ton. Just like most other industries, there's a lot of technology development. A lot of people are familiar with Square to do their card processing. It's very simple and easy to use. With technology now, there's other solutions where you have the same simplicity, but at the same time, you can control the card processing expense. Oftentimes for businesses, large and small, one of the second highest expenses they have is their credit card processing. What I do is I come in, I show them how that works, reduce the fees, and that's more net profit from the same revenue that the business owner enjoys. So that technology is important. Another element is integration. A lot of point-of-sale systems that merchants are currently using, there are solutions that work with them, so again, they can control that processing cost. New for my business, as it's been building and to support my clients, I've added a tech support and a customer service person. Glad to say it's also my daughter who has background in Army intelligence and also has her degree in cybersecurity. And so she does her customer service and technical support. And then I also have two agents that work for me to serve the Jackson community.
What a wonderful team. Mark, thank you for all that you do for our community, all that you do for the chamber professionally, and you're a great friend to this community and myself. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I'm proud to be a member of Jackson, just like you guys are, and contribute. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Break for the news, and we'll be right back. Good morning, Greater Jackson, 970 1015 FM.
Now, back to Good Morning Greater Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Live from downtown Jackson, here are your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta.
Well, I'm back. There's Mindy. And welcome back to part two. We're here at the WAX. Beautiful Tuesday morning.
We're busy networking.
A lot of networking here. This is what Good Morning
expanding your group of clientele, helping out the community.
And of course, Crown Royal.
My drink of choice.
Can I have that?
Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
So joining us now, we have Dr. Terry Ferris, Campus President of Career Quest Learning Centers, which is designed to provide skills in the areas most demanded by local employers. I think that's a really key component to what you do, looking at the data, looking at the demand, mm-hmm. creating programs that meet that need. The institution offers career training in a variety of industries and professions, including business, information technology, healthcare, and more. So tell us, you have a unique delivery model.
Yes. The model that we currently have is built to allow students to work while they're going to school. So we have several programs that are 9 months in length. So they're short term. They give the student a chance to get out into the field sooner. However, after the first 5 weeks of class, which is 4 days a week, the students are on campus 2 days a week. The rest of the schoolwork is completed in an online fashion. Again, that's to allow for life and the things that goes on every day.
So a lot of flexibility for students to find that career choice.
Correct.
You also have externships.
Yes. So the externship component is built to give, again, the student an opportunity to get some real-world experience prior to going out into the field of study. So for a student that's in, for example, an administrative assistant, there's a 5-week externship. it's kind of like a working interview. So they get to actually get their hands on in the office working with products like Microsoft Office and even some accounting functions. And that's there to, again, get them just that feeling of security prior to going into the workforce.
And as someone that operates a business, I can attest that there is a significant value in having that student come in, help us out while learning from us, and like you said, an interview right there on site. Do you need additional businesses to offer externship opportunities?
We're always looking for new opportunities for externships, again, for the business students as well as the allied health programs. And we are doing very well working with a couple of the area hospitals and doctor's offices for the allied health. And the gracious chamber has helped us with reaching out to some of the business for the business students. It's been wonderful for us.
If someone, a business or a health professional, wants to connect and offer an externship, what should they do?
You can just contact me at the campus, and I'd be happy to assist with that.
That's great. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that when I graduated college, I had this huge open chasm in front of me. That's kind of what it felt like. Now what? What do I do? Mm-hmm. And my school had a nice career placement kind of guidance program. Do you offer anything like that for recent graduates?
We actually do. One of our goals is to help our students with the job placement. Again, for the programs that have externships, our hope is always that the students get hired off of the externship. But we know that doesn't always happen. So we actually, myself and other team members, we will reach out to the area businesses. We will help them work on their resumes. We will actually help search Indeed and some of the other resources to help them market themselves and give them some tools, mock interviews, etc., so they can become placed.
And once they get that first career, are you out of the picture for them then?
No. If a student feels like, let's say, in allied health, they feel like they need to practice on, forgive me because some of you may not like blood, they have to practice drawing blood as a medical assistant, we will help them with that. They can come back in and audit some classes with us, especially if they feel uncomfortable in certain respects.
That's great. I know that was a valuable asset for me, so I'm glad to hear that you offer that as well.
Definitely.
You also offer free course and program auditing for graduates.
Yes, and that goes back to what I was just saying. Again, we definitely want the students to be comfortable out there, and I'm sure that many of you can imagine, as you had mentioned, when you graduate from college and there's just those aspects that maybe you just didn't grasp, we really want to take that focus and make sure that that student and that graduate is comfortable with what they're doing in the field.
Thank you. So amazing resources for students,
yes,
to find their career, and for businesses. You know, number one issue we hear from businesses all the time is workforce struggles, can't find the people. So if they wanted to partner with you, where should they reach out and how did they find you?
Well, you can reach out to the campus. The campus phone number, 517-990-9595, or you could email me. I will leave my business card with some of you in the area. And we definitely also want to just promote. We're going to be doing our advisory board meeting April 26th. So if you are interested in serving on a committee for us, please reach out to us at the phone number, and I'm happy to help you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chamber golf outing.
Can you believe we're talking about golf already?
Well, there were over 100 golfers on the course at the Grand yesterday.
Yeah, they're out in force. Yes, we have our golf outing May 13th at the Country Club of Jackson. This is always a sellout event. So if anyone is interested in having a team in the golf outing, we recommend you get in touch with us immediately to get that booked. It's a fun day, great golf course, amazing food, and of course, really good networking and fun time. So sponsorships are still available. We have a few teams left. Reach out to the chamber and get your golf team in. I believe it's one of the first organized golf outings in Jackson County.
It's probably the first big one of the year.
Yep, we'll absolutely sell out 140 teams or so.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, up next, one of my favorite caterers, Dave and Girding, Chief, and Jennifer Lindahl, Banquet Manager at Commonwealth Commerce Center.
The Chief Chef. The Chief Chef.
This is what happens when I read and don't
just
talk.
That's the Crown Royal talking.
It's the Crown Royal.
It is.
Thanks, Mark Schisler. Commonwealth Commerce Center offers catering, banquet services, event referrals, professional business dealings in weddings, and all event planning. So welcome. Tell us a little about what is going on at Commonwealth Commerce Center.
Wow. So there's a lot going on. Obviously, we have Career Quest here today, which education is awesome. So
one of your tenants.
That's going to be awesome. I've got a lot of things moving forward there. But really the big thing for us right now, as I'm sitting here with Jennifer Lindahl, our banquet manager, and Keith from Pro DJs, we have the I Do giveaway coming this year at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. And basically it's going to be an opening up of a showcase of the building. It's our preferred vendors, which are our small business units and stuff like that, coming in, showing what's going on, and giving away a big package to one lucky couple to win this year for 2020. So,
wow, so in one place we can go find all the resources we need to put on a wedding and enter to win a really big giveaway?
A really big giveaway. Hold on, I'll give
Jennifer.
Jennifer
wants the microphone. Technical difficulties in the studio.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be something that I wanted to do for a very, very long time. The bridal shows are great, but this is a chance for us to showcase the entire building. We can have weddings in Commonwealth. We can have rooms for the bride and grooms to dress. We have a lot of weddings now that actually have their wedding in the room. So why not showcase what we have at the Commonwealth Commerce Center? There is going to be a lot of little surprises. I'm not going to give them away yet, but we are going to have a man cave.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will there be Crown Royal?
Yes. I don't know about the maple, but...
So I want to come to this, but I think my husband might be upset if I go to a bridal show.
It's not a bridal show.
Remember, tell me about
it's a
it.
Giveaway.
A giveaway.
So, and then some of the businesses that are participating, like Anne-Marie from Bride's Beautiful, she's going to have her shop open. We're not going to have a bridal show with the dresses or anything, but we will have individual people walking around, normal size, not two size two where nobody could buy the dress, and some little children, and just make it very fun for the brides to come in. There's no time frame. There's no, you have to sit down here and do that. It's just going to be a really fun time.
And you've mentioned that you're going to have preferred vendors. Why is it important, and who are preferred vendors?
Well, we have about 15 right now that we're working with, and that is a licensed, insured, good reputation, somebody that is a good referral for us, and we work with them. And we have a room in the at Commonwealth that we call our event source. And we kind of have rebranded that this year, adding massage therapists, tanning people, travel people, so that when the brides and grooms do come in, or in their families, and even corporate, we can show them around and just give them a lot of information.
So Pro DJs might be one of those preferred vendors, a local business that is very reliable, great, not only customer service products, but a real community supporter as well.
Yeah. We're all about the community, all about helping, about being there for everyone, just trying to make a positive impact. And we love working with the Commonwealth all the time. You know, they're a great vendor. We're always there, and they refer us business. We refer them business. It's a great relationship to have. And, of course, we love Davin's food. You know, it's the best part of our Saturday.
Bacon. You bring us bacon. I can't say anything else.
I did it.
All right, so tell us again, when is this event? Where can people get more information?
May 19th, 2 to 6, entry on Wesley Street. And just go to the website, CommonwealthCommerceCenter.com, and you can click on events. And for the brides, they can register right online. And
or they register to win online? Or okay.
No.
To attend?
They're registering to come.
Okay.
And there's a $5 fee at the door, but there's going to be all kinds of giveaways. We have the first 75 brides come in, get a nice little bag and a little 2020 wine cork. And
ooh, nice.
So,
you keep mentioning brides, but I heard man cave, so should they bring
oh,
their
yes,
groom to be?
Oh, yes, that's the whole point. They can, grooms can go up there, play cornhole, video games. We'll have the Tigers game on as well as, what else? Oh, race. The race will be on. So for DJs, they'll have their music spinning. We're going to have a poker table. So beer.
Beer.
Crown Royal. So, yes, we are encouraging the men to come.
So if you are planning a wedding or hoping to plan a wedding, everyone should come check out this event, enter to win some amazing prizes, see a beautiful facility, meet some preferred vendors that, as you said, are licensed and have a great reputation for their service and product. So thank you so much for coming in. Hope everyone checks
thank
it
you.
Out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Commonwealth Commerce Center. Up next, we have Matt Swartzlander, Events and Legislative Director at the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, to close us out. Welcome, Matt.
Good morning. So I'd like to thank everybody for coming out this morning to Weatherwax Hall. Great full house this morning. Thank you to our sponsors, CP Federal Credit Union, Jackson YMCA, Schistler Certified Payments, CareerQuest Learning Center, and Commonwealth Commerce Center. Round of applause for our sponsors. Like to say a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, sponsored by Flagstar Bank, Terry Langston with the Center for Family Health. Like to welcome our new chamber members over the last month, the Jackson Area Collaborative Knowledge Source, or JAX magazine, Beads to Live By, Rustic Market Company, and 308 The Brass Rail. We've got some great events coming up, starting Thursday with Brew with the Board. April 11th is our Leadership Jackson graduation. April 19th, Legislative Rise and Shine. Back here for Good Morning Greater Jackson on April 23rd. April 29th is our next Economic Luncheon. And Disney Institute is June 26th. If you're thinking about signing up for Disney Institute, get on it now. Space is going quick. And for our members in the room this morning, Allegra Marketing Print and Mail, Bullseye Pest Defense, Commonwealth Associates, Commonwealth Commerce Center, Compassionate Ministries of Jackson County, County National Bank, Exit Realty First, Graphics 3, Handyman Stan, Jackson County Prosecutor, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson YMCA, Jackson's Hit Music Station K105.3, Northwest Community Schools, Pro DJ, Ridgecrest Health Campus, and Supporting Strategies. Thank you again for coming out this morning. It was a great show. Thank you to Mindy and Greg. Have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you April 23rd back here at the WAC.